Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. Bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. We start things out with Ray in Illinois. Ray's gone, so we won't be starting with Ray, and instead we'll go somewhere else. If you're not on the line, we talk about interesting things to us. And here's one. Unfortunately, it's not good news. It's about the MySpace case, or actually specifically about one of the laws that resulted from the MySpace case. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm referring to the 13-year-old girl that hung herself. You remember this story, Julia?
Barely, yes.
She was on MySpace, as so many young people are, and a 16-year-old handsome hunk started chatting her up, and he was really showing an interest in her. You know, he's 16, older boy, and she was kind of falling for him. And now she hadn't actually met the 16-year-old boy, and in fact, it turns out that the 16-year-old boy was, in actuality, one of her former friends. Like, you know how the teenage girls, they are friends, and then they aren't friends, and you kind of actually were in that situation at one point, right, and earlier in your life? So they kind of fight with one another, and so I guess at this time, this other teenage girl had created this 16-year-old boy's account, and in fact, it wasn't even just the teenager. It was the mother of the teenager was also involved. So apparently it was at least a couple of people, if not more than that, that were kind of, I don't know, maintaining this account of this fake 16-year-old boy. So what they ended up doing was the 16-year-old boy, who didn't exist, ended up sending a nasty message, at least one, perhaps more nasty messages to the 13-year-old girl. So effectively, they made her believe that this guy was interested in her, and then they essentially told her to go to hell. I mean, they were really nasty to her. And being a apparently a teenage girl who was already suffering allegedly from depression, already having problems with self-esteem, as you might imagine that happens with a lot of teenage girls, that allegedly pushed her over the edge, and I think she hung herself. So what happened as a result? Well, the mother in the case got into the realm of federal charges, and I don't recall if she'd been sentenced yet or not. This story might give us the update here, but it went beyond that because, as a result, the state government people have now gone and created new laws. I mean, this is what they do. Whenever something happens, something bad happens, the government people go out and they create new laws to supposedly prevent it, but we all know it doesn't prevent anything. It just results in more people being punished. And in this case, being punished for doing something that has been so common on the internet, that is making fun of other people on the internet?
Making fun of people is common. I mean,
online
everywhere.
And offline.
Yeah, offline. So, to me, I mean, if someone makes fun of you and you kill yourself, should that person be punished?
Because that's what they're saying, that yes, they should.
Well, that seems...
No, actually, they'll go further. They'll say you should be punished just for making fun of somebody.
That's retarded.
But let me get into the story. From the AP, where a 21-year-old woman accused of sending a vulgar text message to a 17-year-old girl is one of the first cases brought under a law against cyberbullying, spurred by the suicide of a teenage girl following cruel messages on the internet. The 2006 death of 13-year-old Megan Meyer prompted Missouri lawmakers to update state harassment law earlier this year so that it now covers bullying and stalking done through electronic media, like emails or text messages. Because apparently when you send somebody an email, it's the same as, lurking outside their window and watching them or doing other stalker-like things. A handful of cases related to electronic communication have been filed statewide since the law took effect on August 28th. So it's only been in effect since the end of August, and they've already gone after a handful of people. Prosecutors don't track harassment cases based on the type of communication method used, so they couldn't provide an exact count in recent days of how many people have been charged because of the new provisions. One of the new cases, Nicole Williams, is accused of using electronic communications to harass a teenager in a dispute over a boy. Williams is scheduled for an arraignment on one count of harassment on January 8th. She allegedly sent the text message to the 17-year-old that she had not previously met because she heard the girl had a physical encounter with her boyfriend. two had just been talking, say police. He believed that the cops are now getting involved in the personal drama of teenagers' lives. The cops are taking a position. The official word from the police is that the two had just been talking. Because of that, this is harassment, sending a text message accusing her of doing more than that. The 17-year-old girl even received voice messages with lewd and threatening comments, including some that called her by the name Pork and Beans and threatened rape. Now threats are kind of, I guess, a little more serious. If you say, well, someone's going to rape you, I guess that could be considered serious.
I was just going to say that I actually have a friend who last year when she was in school, some kids started being nasty to her, and she got threatening phone calls, voicemails about being raped and stuff. And the police actually said there was absolutely nothing they could do about anything like that. So I was curious how you felt about that.
I think it's I can see how a serious threat like that could really upset somebody, and I could see how that could be problematic. I don't think that it should result in anything else besides changing your phone number. I don't think that there's necessarily, I mean, if you're just sending somebody a text message, does that really, that's a tough call, because, I mean, somebody could say that does some damage to another person's mental well-being. You could claim that there could be some damage as a result of that and could be some restitution. I'd be interested to hear what other people think about that. 1-800-259-9231.
How can you gauge mental damage? Right. I mean, it's a really sort of gray area, because I could say, if someone makes fun of me, I could easily say, oh, it hurt my feelings so much that I'm mentally scarred forever.
Right, but there's a difference between calling somebody pork and beans and saying, I'm gonna smash your head against the pavement.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'd be interested to see what other people think about that, what the appropriate solution to that level of harassment should be. I don't know if it necessarily
should be
jail, though.
Solution. I'm sorry, but kids make fun of each other. Adults make fun of each other, and
but there's a difference between making fun and threatening violence.
Oh, I thought
you
were just talking about cyberbullying or whatever.
No.
I'm
talking about threatening violence. Like, what should be done in that particular case? I'm open to ideas. I don't really have any specific answers. I don't think jail is appropriate for a simple threat. Because if you haven't done anything, then there's not any real significant crime. There's no real crime against somebody's person or their property. But it is a nasty thing to do. So changing a phone number, I think, would be an easy way to solve that problem. Discontinuing communication with those individuals, ostracizing them, I think would be easy ways to solve the problem. I don't know if there's really much that can be done as far as restitution, because what's it worth? Is it $1 million? You pay somebody $100,000 because you hurt their feelings or you threatened them? What would the appropriate restitution be for a threat?
It's a tough one. I don't know.
Well, we continue the story here. Williams told police that others sent those messages from her phone, according to a probable cause statement. So she's saying she didn't send them, which, again, is another great example of how do you prove this? And if somebody has sent a text message, how is it proven that it was the original, or it was the party that is being complained about who actually sent it? And so the excuse that, well, I didn't send it, somebody else did, seems a pretty legitimate excuse. It could very well have been the sister of this girl. So how do you track down the actual user? You can't. So we continue here. A 17-year-old girl received the messages. Police spokeswoman said the 17-year-old had eggs, thumbtacks, and a can of baked beans thrown on her car. Now, that's real vandalism, and I think there's some action that could be taken there. Williams has not been linked with or charged with those offenses, however. The case was filed in November as the first involving text messages in St. Charles County. The attorney who's representing one of the clients says that the criticized the revised law on electronic harassment. He called the Meyer case tragic, but lawmakers had engaged in a knee-jerk reaction to try to address the high-profile case. And this is typical of what government people do, these lawmakers. They run out and they create new laws so they can pat themselves on the back, and then next election time they can tout how it is, see, we're looking out for your teenagers. We passed this law that's going to prevent electronic harassment and communication. Of course, it's not going to prevent anything. It's just going to result in people having their lives ruined for doing things that teenagers do. I mean, teenage indiscretion it abounds, and so that'll result in plenty of victims from this law. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger Keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live. It is your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com, read all kinds of posts, serious issues of fun stuff, all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's really kind of an adult place. In fact, the most popular thread on the forum right now is the excellent breasts thread.
So there's a lot of talking in that thread. There's really not, and there's a sort of a lack, I feel, of excellent breasts.
There are a lot of breasts on the thread, but whether or not they're excellent is obviously up to the viewer. And, of course, since it's a BBS thread, anybody can post what they consider excellent breasts, so obviously you're going to find a large variety of breasts there. So all that aside, though, the fact is it's an incredibly popular thread. So popular, in fact, and I was bewildered when this was brought to my attention. And amazed and pleased all at the same time. But apparently, the excellent breast thread over the Free Talk Live BBS has become so popular that it is actually the number two search. If you search for excellent breasts on Google right now, it's the number two result. If you put quotes around excellent breasts, then it's the number one result. But if you just do excellent and then breasts, number two result on the entire internet is the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. So the participants there had requested that we create a subdomain for them, and so I decided to do that since they asked so nicely. So now if you want to go directly to the excellent breast thread, you can go to boobs.freetalklive.com. They asked for it, so Merry Christmas. 800-259-9231. We're talking about the new law, apparently, in Missouri, which the prosecutors have now begun using. In regards to vulgar text messages, this cyberbullying law came about as a result of the trial of Lori Drew from Missouri. She was convicted in Los Angeles on misdemeanor federal charges of accessing computers without authorization last month. Prosecutors say that they created a fictitious teenage boy on MySpace, sent flirtatious messages from him to their neighbor, Megan Meyer, who was 13. The boy then dumped Megan in 2006, telling her the world would be a better place without you. Megan hanged herself, and Drew has not yet been sentenced. The trial in California came after Missouri prosecutors said they couldn't find state statutes that allowed them to file charges, and they felt like they had to do something. Because this girl was already, she was already messed up in the head.
Right. That's what my problem with this is. While I think this is a sad story, obviously I'm not thrilled that some teenager somewhere killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously this chick had mental issues beforehand that probably should have been taken care of beforehand. I mean,
she was unstable.
Yeah, you don't just kill yourself because somebody tells you that they don't like you.
You certainly shouldn't. But she did, and so...
You should instead find people who do like you.
So really, kind of, it's almost insulting what these government people do. They try to act like they can actually do something to solve the problem. That way they can tout it at their next election. It's really all this is going to do is just get them reelected so they can say, see, we're protecting children! One of the lawyers said Missouri's revised harassment measures are bad law. He says it's probably one of the worst written laws I've seen in my career. He says kids used to say things face-to-face or pass notes in school commenting on someone's looks or weight. The new law criminalizes behavior that otherwise wouldn't be illegal except for the medium. He says it's not criminal. It might be mean-spirited, but it's not criminal. According to the St. Charles County prosecutor, he noted the allegations haven't been proven yet. We're talking about another case now, the case involving a 21-year-old woman who sent some nasty text messages to a 17-year-old girl, or allegedly did, all over a boy. Oh, my gosh, we've got to fight. According to the prosecutor, he says the law should make it easier to go after people who are going after people in unusual ways. He said harassment over the telephone has been a crime for years. This changes the law to broaden it to cover new technology. Dana says he's still not sure the current harassment law as it relates to electronic communication would have allowed for the prosecution of Drew had it been in effect at the time of Megan's death. He says it would have been difficult to prove the case because of a lack of corroborating evidence. The communications weren't sent by Ms. Drew, for one thing, and Drew wasn't charged with harassment in the California case. So apparently 45 states have now updated their laws to address harassment through electronic communications or have crafted new laws to respond to concerns of so-called cyberbullying or cyber stalking. One of his sponsors in Missouri said the law hasn't been fully tested, but he believes it is making people more aware of what they say online because you don't have the freedom of speech online, apparently. You can't say mean things to people anymore. Now, the woman in this case, I believe, crossed a line by threatening rape. I think that's pretty mean in that particular case. I don't know what the appropriate response should be.
And when somebody threatens rape, at least you have a real cause for concern. When someone says, you're ugly, it's totally different situation.
Right, and does it only matter if the person goes and kills themselves? Is it only going to be an issue then?
I mean, everyone anywhere has been made fun of at some point in their life.
Sure,
and
I have.
While it doesn't feel good, it's okay.
Right, can I now begin to take cases to the government people when somebody sends me a mean email about Free Talk Live? I don't like you, Ian. I like Mark better. Oh, God, that hurts my feelings. Let me call the prosecutor. Is there going to be a new snitch line now where we can snitch out the people that we don't like because they said something mean to us at work or sent a nasty email? I mean, this is crazy. It's the very beginning, too. You know it's going to get worse from here.
It's just making everybody a bunch of weenies, too. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's how you get tough skin.
I agree with you. Although I would still like to hear what other people have to say about the issue of threats. I mean, the issue of actually threatening violence against another person. What do you think the appropriate response should be in that particular case? I mean, Julia, you and I, we don't really have any ideas on this.
I'll have to think about it.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. In the meantime, we talked to Ray in Illinois, who is back. Ray.
Thank you. My phone dumped me out.
Here you are, Ray. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to Democracy Now, and they brought up Who Killed the Electric Car. Have you seen that video? It's all over YouTube.
We've had people call about it before. It's essentially, from what I understand, kind of the paranoid concept that there are these car companies, these oil companies out there suppressing, actively suppressing those who come up with competitive technologies in the marketplace, either threatening them or stealing their technology from them, etc.
Yes, I have seen the video. I just saw, what was it? Comcast is now broadcasting the Green Channel, and there's a guy in California that takes 80s, 70s, 60s, all these different makes of cars that are gas guzzlers, rips out the engines and makes them electric. Did you hear about that one yet?
No, I haven't. But there are a lot of interesting innovations out there in the realm of the automotive market that I think are pretty intriguing and kind of exciting as far as what might be coming soon. And I don't really believe the claims. I mean, maybe there's some truth to them, maybe decades ago, but I don't believe the claims that the oil companies are going around threatening people because the fact is, with the internet today, it's no problem to get your idea public and get it out and get the sunlight shown on it and bring people to the awareness of it without having somebody coming and shutting you down.
Well, it could be, but there's a time for saving the environment. You have to take what you want. You want gas going back into the air, or you want regular electric cars that cannot go into the air?
I, for one, don't really believe that the environment is in any way threatened, but I thank you for the call. Very interesting that there's even a green channel now. There's a green everything, isn't there?
Yes.
1-800-259-9231. Not that I have a problem with things that are green. I like trees and water and air that's clean. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium. Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, if you make them. Otherwise, we go to other interesting stories, like this one, an update from Atlanta. As you may recall, it was back in November of 2006 when we told you about the story of Ms. Katherine Johnston. She was 92 at the time, and you might remember Katherine Johnston was murdered by the police in Atlanta in a drug raid gone bad. In so many, these things happen so often across the country, and most of the victims go completely unsung. In Ms. Johnson's case, she got mentioned a little more often than the average drug raid victim because, well, she died. And on top of that, there were no drugs in the house. And on top of that, she happened to be 92 years old. So it was really an unusual case because there's just so many of these. Luckily, in a lot of them, people don't end up dying. They just have their front door busted in, their house torn apart, and their lives shooken up. And, of course, the cops usually barely even apologize for their terrible actions. in this case, the case went really bad. I mean, the entire thing was just corrupt from top to bottom. And so what happened as a result of it is there was apparently a review board that was created, because this is something that people try to do when police abuse comes to light, when people come to the understanding that the police are not there to protect and serve you, but are instead there to simply serve themselves with whatever it is they want to. When people come to the understanding that the government police are inherently corrupt, I know there are some good guys out there, but I don't know if they're a majority. I'm not really sure about that.
I don't believe they are at all.
I don't believe they are, but this is what StopTheDrugWar.org has to say on the story. Faced with public outrage and revulsion in the wake of the November 2006 killing of Katherine Johnston, 92, in a drug raid that turned out to have no basis, Atlanta city officials created a citizen review board to try to rein in law enforcement abuses. But now, just as the review board is getting up and running, the Atlanta Police Department and the city's law department are seeking to significantly weaken its ability to investigate police misconduct. On Tuesday, the Atlanta PD and the law department introduced legislation to amend city law regarding how the board investigates complaints about police. City law establishing the board gives it full access to police reports and documents. But now, police are asking that the law be amended to allow them to turn over only documents and other information that are of public record. Public records documents are typically minimal while the police investigation is ongoing. If the move is approved, it would allow police to withhold most information from the Civilian Review Board until any internal police investigations have been completed. So as long as the investigation is still open, the cops will be able to say, well, sorry, we can't give you that information.
How convenient.
Yeah, so I mean, that hasn't happened yet, but that's what they're angling for.
That's
and
nice.
You can imagine that the bureaucrats, considering they're just one big family, a family of gangsters, they'll back one another up in this case. You can expect this to go through. But if Tuesday's public safety committee, Tuesday's city public safety committee meeting where the changes were broached is any indication, the cops might have a fight on their hands. While APD Major Lane Hagen, who heads internal affairs and led the effort to weaken the board, was present, he didn't speak during the meeting, and the opposition to the changes was not so reticent. A few people denounced the proposed changes, one of them saying that, in effect, it would defang the Citizen Review Board and make it nothing more than a paper tiger. She described the process or the proposed changes as ridiculous and insulting. If the amendment passes, the board would be like sports events referees trying to do their job wearing blindfolds. While Major Hagen didn't address the meeting, he told the local newspaper that he feared the Civilian Review Board didn't have the experience or the resources to conduct investigations. He worried that the review board would rush to judgment without all the facts, he said. For us, I think it's better if we do our investigation in a reasonable period of time and then turn it over to them. And at the end of the day, I think the board is going to be impressed with the kind of work that the Internal Affairs Unit does. While the four city council members present at the committee meeting didn't offer opinions on the proposal, after all, you don't want to possibly offend anybody, city councilors. One of them said he had heard frustrated board members were considering resigning. He urged them not to. Just tell them to please stay in place. I want them to have faith in the process. So it will be up to the city council to see if the process deserves the faith. So will the cops in Atlanta be successful in their attempts to gut the Citizens Review Board as it only begins to get its legs?
Probably.
Well, odds are good, and only time will tell, but we'll bring you the information as it continues.
If they shut it down, they can always just bring the idea up again next year and the year after that until it finally gets voted in.
That's right, because you should use the system to change the system. You should spend all of your free time going to city council meetings and board meetings and running candidates and writing legislation and reviewing legislation and making sure that you call your representatives and running for office. And, oh, my gosh, it's just such a process. Yeah. And it's a process
that never ends.
If you
want your life to really suck, run for office.
And do all the above. Because it's just so, I know there are some people that are into it, and thank goodness for them. I'm glad they're out there doing their thing, because, you know, that's, apparently it is an important part of all this. I just don't feel like it's the most critical part, and I feel like if we had more people doing disobedience, then it wouldn't be as necessary, but that's just me. 800-259-9231. Because in the meantime, while everybody is working to change the laws, the government people are out there just brazenly abusing people, just hurting people, destroying lives, ruining families, throwing people in jail cells that do not belong there, who've not harmed other people. They're just going about stealing people's money, taking houses, taking property, taking cars. They're doing whatever the hell they want to, and then whenever somebody objects, well, vote. Use the system. Change the system.
It's not like you vote for the police officers.
Nope.
It's not like you have that wide of a choice of people to vote from.
Yeah, exactly. The people that you can choose are awful.
If you want to try to run for office yourself, like you have a high chance of getting into their little club.
It's not like you won't be targeted for retaliation if you run for office.
Yeah.
As so many people who have had good intentions to change the system have discovered that their business is on the line and their sanity is on the line simply by running for office.
Well, it's really a family business.
You mean the family, like the mafia family?
Yeah,
like the government
exactly.
Is the family, as in the mafia?
Yep, and they do not like letting new people in.
Mm-mm.
The people that are already involved in the system, they know the system, and it's a really difficult process to try to, go through their processes and stuff to learn how to use the system to your advantage. It's just, you just end up giving up because it's so depressing.
You know, I'd like to hear a little bit more about the civilian review boards for these police departments, because I understand that there are some of them around the country. Does it actually have an effect? Does having a review board of, again, interested
activists...
Well,
how are they chosen?
That's a good question. That's kind of what I was wondering. How hard would it be for the police to essentially infiltrate the review board? I don't know what the processes are like to create these and staff them. I'm not sure how all that works. So if you live in an area where there is a civilian review board and you can have some, if you have some sort of comment on whether or not it has done one iota to actually reduce police corruption, I'd love to hear about it. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of corrupt cop stories, it's been a while since we've shared some with you, and I've got a few. In fact, there's endless amounts of them. There are new ones every single week, and we just don't have enough time to read them here on the program. So we'll stop down and share just a handful of the most recent corrupt cop stories. And what are you supposed to do about this stuff? These guys are virtually untouchable. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free this live Christmas Day edition, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. You can do it over at amp.freetalklive.com. It costs you all of $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as we can from coast to coast, also bringing internet listeners on board, and we can do much more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program and to get signed up and to get access to the perks like the amp-only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. And the chat room, by the way, pretty busy tonight here on this Christmas Day. So my theory is correct. There are still people that want to listen to live radio content on Christmas and other holidays. And that's why we are here for you. The number is also available for you to take control at 800-259-9231. As we go to your phone calls, corrupt cop stories coming up. First, it's Keith in Indiana. Keith, hello.
Yes, hello. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, a lot. I liked what you said. I mean, all the writing to your congressman for 7 decades since the communist takeover under Rosenfeld hasn't worked. Running for public office doesn't work.
It didn't work with the bailout. I mean, you want to talk about a perfect example. I think probably the most recent perfect example of how obvious that this is not anything that has anything to do with representation. The congresspeople were saying during the bailout debate that they were getting messages 100-1 against the bailout. And what'd they do? They passed the bailout. So the whole idea is ludicrous.
They claimed it was a crisis and that we needed an economic crisis.
What do you know? We're going to do what's right, and you people don't know anything.
Not to mention they threatened them with full-blown martial law if they didn't. But they're on the take, and they're all blackmailed and bribed . The United States, the corporation, went into bankruptcy / receivership in 1933. They pledged your property and your bodies to the debt. Now, I got a website for you. It's called IamTheWitness.com.
What's that?
It's talking all about Zionism.
I've heard about it. What does that mean? What is Zionism? Every time I hear about it, I always have to ask about it, because I just don't understand it. Is this some sort of anti-Jewish thing?
It's Talmudic. Have you ever studied the Talmud? Get the Talmud unmasked. That's a pantheistic religion. They are running the world.
What's wrong with pantheism? What's wrong with pantheism?
Well, if you want hell, then there's nothing wrong with it. But
I'm afraid I'm going to have to disagree with you here, sir, because I consider myself a pantheist. So what's the problem with pantheism?
Well, there's only one true God, according to the Bible. But You can have your gods on my God. But if you go to IamTheWitness.com, they're reporting the Baltic Dry Index, they're down from 11,000 ships to just 700. There's going to be no goods. There's going to be no food by February.
Oh, that seems a little extreme. I find that
hard to believe. Well, watch it happen.
All right. Will you call us back in March and check in with us and let us know what you think's going on then?
Will do. I hope you find Christ. You need
Oh, good luck, buddy. Thanks. 800-259-9231. You know, so Christians are so nasty like that.
Yeah, it's insulting.
What do you mean?
Your life will suck unless you find Jesus. Well, I had Jesus a long time ago, and he didn't really do anything for me, so I got away from that.
Right, and I can tell you that if you want to have that attitude with people,
yeah.
like,
good
well,
luck,
you better find Christ or you're going to burn in hell.
Yeah.
Then you know.
Good luck converting people.
Yeah, I really want to hang out with people like you, there, Keith. I really want to hang out with people like you. Sorry. Now, I'd like to point out there are some really great Christians out there. Varen Swearingen, he's the president of the Free State Project, very devoted Christian. But one of the Christians who is friendly and is a pleasant person to be around and doesn't hate other people because of their belief system and respects your belief system, whatever it is, you just don't talk about that stuff. When you're around Varen, he doesn't try to convert you. He doesn't preach the Bible. He doesn't tell you that you're going to hell. He doesn't do any of that stuff. I'm sure if you asked him about his religion, he'd be happy to tell you about it. But he's not somebody that is of the shoving it down your throat variety, as perhaps that last caller is. He doesn't have problems with other people believing what they want to believe. And it's just... So I'd like to clarify, there's a difference.
That really turned me away from religion in the first place was the attitude of people like him.
I'll pray for you, Julia. Do you ever hear that one? I'll pray for you.
I think what's funniest about this is the look on your face, which unfortunately the radio listeners cannot see. But it's like I used to go to church when I was young, and actually I was baptized as a Mormon when I was in my teenage years and obviously mentally not stable like many teenagers. But
yes.
What really turned me away from religion was the fact that most of them are so intolerant and nasty.
Mm.
I mean, you asking
what
questions, things like that, it's just not encouraged. And I don't want to surround myself with people. I don't want to belong to any sort of organization where people treat me like that.
Yeah, if you ask questions in a lot of religions, you're a troublemaker. If you ask questions of the official doctrine or show some level of disbelief in it, you're a problem. They don't want you to be asking questions because, well, the fact is they don't have good answers.
No, all of their answers revolve, and this guy said it too, how cliche. Well, the Bible says so. Okay.
Right, that's a book, just like any other book.
I've got lots of books on the bookshelf, and they say all kinds of different things.
Right. The reason why this one is so widely believed is because, well, mom and dad believed in it, and so on and so forth, and it just gets passed on down, and people... for whatever reason, believe that their particular book of fiction is somehow more legitimate than all of the other fiction out there.
And then it should be yours, too, which is what bothers me.
Right,
look,
or else you'll have hell.
Right, if you believe what you read in this book and that's proof enough for you, fine. But you can't just tell me that because it's written in a book that somehow makes it fact. I'm sorry, but that's just a logical fallacy.
It's people like Keith... people like Keith who make Christians look bad.
Yeah.
It's people like Keith, which is why whenever I say Christian on this show, I'm thinking of people like Keith. And I have to always correct myself because I have to remember there are people like Gene the Christian Anarchist and Varen Swearingen and Russell Canning and these other Christians that are closer in my life that I actually appreciate and I enjoy spending time with. I've never met Gene, but Russell and Varen are great guys. I enjoy being around those folks. So I have to remember, well, they're Christians too, but they're not the same kind of Christians. There's the Pharisee Christians, as Mark calls them, or the Pharisees, as Mark calls them. And then there's the regular good Christians. But unfortunately, when the Pharisees call themselves Christians, it makes you look bad. Sort of like how when the Libertarian Party calls themselves Libertarian, it makes you look bad if you call yourself a Libertarian. So I'm sorry to those good Christians out there listening that aren't like Keith. But it's the loudmouths like Keith that do real damage to your religion and how people feel about it. That's a reality. Pantheism. Oh, pantheism is hell. Well, the idea of pantheism is a simple one. The idea is that the universe in and all that is, if you want to call it God, you can call that God. It rejects the idea of a monotheistic being that has some sort of approval ability over how you live your life. And apparently that's a bad thing to him, and that's fine. That's his belief system. He's welcome to have it. But don't be nasty to me. I don't care about you and your Christianity. You can believe whatever you want to believe. Just don't try to control my belief system. Don't try to tell me what I can and can't do. And unfortunately, people like Keith and his other brethren in the realm of these Christians that are just not like real Christians, they're just nasty. Those people want to tell other people how to live their lives. And it's disgusting. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. If you want to comment on this Keith character as far as your thoughts and how people like him may have turned you off to that particular religion, I think Keith and the people like him do irreparable amounts of damage to the Christian religion. Like, if Christians actually held to their tenets of allowing others and being there for them when they want to come on board instead of being so pushy, I think they'd be a lot more appreciated. I think they'd have a lot more fans. Like, wow, look at the Christian church out there doing some good stuff. They're helping people get fed and, you know, doing charitable things, and that's great.
I think there are plenty of Christian organizations out there that do help people get fed. The Salvation Army is the
definitely
biggest one that I can think of, and I don't really know that much about what they do, but they preach
to the people that they give help to, but that's okay. That's the price you pay for getting help from the Salvation Army.
Right. I do see them standing out in the snow in 10-degree weather ringing bells. So, I mean, I guess they're doing good for people, and that's fine. When you walk by them, they don't say anything to you.
The Salvation Army guy does not say, if you don't give, you're going to hell. He doesn't remind you every time you pass by him that a fiery brimstone fate awaits you if you don't help out their organization. But yet people like Keith, they have no problem just dropping it right into casual conversation. Well, I hope you find Christ or you'll burn. Right.
Well, at least
anything
I won't
to stay
be
away
with
from you.
You.
Yep, 800-259-9231. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. It is the live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Really Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Wake up!